As Joe said, all this raises new ethical questions, and joining us now is Thomas Murray, president of the Hastings Center, which does bioethics research. And Dr. Murray, how, if at all, does it change the ethical equation if you can make an embryo in the lab without using a donated egg or sperm?
Some will think this will have world-shaking implications. Others will think it won't change a darn thing, ethically speaking. I mean, if for people who think that any potentially viable human embryo is a full person, I think they would probably not distinguish between the real persons and the non-real persons based on the source of the egg. So for people with right-to-life convictions, this may be frightening, but they would probably object to creating any embryo and not implanting it with the intent of giving birth. To people who don't equate all combinations of human eggs and human sperm as persons, this could change things very significantly.
This presumably would alleviate the problem of harvesting egg cells from many, many women donors. Instead, the egg cells could be more or less generated in the petri dish.
Yes, one of the primary arguments used by opponents of human embryonic stem cell research has been that masses of women would have to undergo the technique known as hyperovulation, where they're given very powerful hormones, and then they make many eggs, and the eggs are harvested. This is risky to women, and it, people worried about the exploitation of large cores of women to get human eggs. If this technique really works and makes normal, healthy eggs, that would throw that argument out the window.
In Joe Palka's piece, we heard scientists talking about using eggs created in the lab to make embryos that would then be used to generate stem cells. Do you think that that would satisfy people who oppose this sort of therapeutic cloning?
Probably not. For one thing, one of the primary arguments against research on so-called therapeutic cloning is that it will grease the skids to reproductive cloning. And I think folks who oppose therapeutic cloning on those grounds would say this just makes things worse. It's applying extra grease to the skids because it does remove some of the other barriers. But we should remember that cloning still works extremely poorly. Most of the animals born who were cloned die almost immediately after birth, and many of them who survive are abnormal. Furthermore, recently we've discovered that human embryos work in a different fashion than other embryos. Humans and monkeys and apes cannot be reproductively cloned using the current techniques, it appears.
If, in fact, scientists could take what's been done at the University of Pennsylvania with mouse cells and effectively do it with human cells, would they be doing so, as you understand it, within what's permitted under current federal guidelines, or would they be creating an illicit line of stem cells that would therefore be contrary to federal guidelines?
I'm smiling because you probably need a very skilled lawyer to figure that one out, but let's think. If they used one of the approved stem cell lines, and that research is permitted on that, mm-hmm. In fact, federal funding is at least theoretically permitted on those stem cells.
And then generated many more lines from that, yes.
Right, and generated eggs from that. It's not clear they would be violating any laws that I can think of, because, again, they're making eggs, not embryos. If they were making embryos, that would be a different thing. And what many people may not realize is that in most parts of the United States, creating human embryos and creating human embryonic stem cells is perfectly legal. So if they did it without federal funds, except in those few places where laws have been passed making it illegal, it would be, you know, there would be no law against it.
Is there enough change taking place here, or hinted at over the horizon, that the atmosphere surrounding the legislative debate in Washington might be changed, just in terms of recognizing what's being done in laboratories, or is it still essentially the same research scene?
It will take us a while to digest the implications of this finding, and a while for us to figure out whether or not it is also applicable to human stem cells and eggs, as it appears to be to mice. I'm not at all sure it will change much, at least in the short run, say 6 months to 2 to 3 years, the debate. But give us 5 to 10 years, and I think in time the implications of this will work through our moral understandings in ways that I'm not able to predict right now.
Dr. Murray, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Robert.
Thomas Murray is president of the Hastings Center for Bioethics Research. He spoke to us from Garrison, New York.